people, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining. People, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.
Let me share with you a couple of things I'm grateful for over this past weekend that I did. I played pickleball. Now, I played pickleball with my daughter when she was here. And to me, pickleball is kind of like ping pong, in between ping pong and tennis. And we had a good time playing it, although we, you know, looked up the rules. And so I showed up Sunday because I had gone to the courts several times and they were just crowded with people. So I went Sunday and I saw about a half dozen people and I walked out there and they, I could tell begrudgingly, but very nicely, they were like, oh, this is kind of our little private thing. But there's sort of an unwritten rule in pickleball that you're supposed to, anybody shows up, supposed to be allowed to play. Anyway, I had absolutely a wonderful time. And it turned out that one of the guys that I was playing with competes, competitively, obviously, in pickleball and does really, really well and has sponsors and things like that. So he taught me so much. I was trying to remember the rules of the game, but to be able to have somebody who was basically a semi-pro, I guess, at this was really, really great. And then I wanted to ask you all, anybody else play Euchre? I think it's spelled E-U-C-H-E-R, played with 24 cards. 9 through ace. Some friends were teaching it to me yesterday and we had a blast. And I ultimately think I sort of got the concept, but it has interesting things like you bid this suit. And if that happens, then the jacks, which are of course, jacks are the most important, highest ranking thing in the deck. What? Jacks? Yes, jacks. And then they change suit. And so I was at one point, I just said, you guys are messing with me, right? You are just totally making this up. Let's talk about being positive. I want to talk about being positive. And again, this idea of being positive, people often confuse positive with being Pollyannish. I have to say, having been married to a woman who I consider to be the biggest, most Pollyannish person I've ever met, I miss it. There's actually something to being around someone who's always sure everything's going to work out, even though there's evidence that things she said in the past had not. It's just, it feels really, really good. And yet being positive is not being Pollyannish. It's not believing that everything is going to work out well all the time. I think I may have shared with you at one point that I was doing a speaking gig and I was sitting in a booth having lunch and a bunch of people from the conference were there and they were going through the conference brochure and somebody read my name out and said, who is he? And somebody said, oh, one of those positive thinking guys, I guess. And everybody laughed. And in that moment, I looked up positive because I wanted to understand what positive meant as opposed to Pollyannish. Was it the same thing? Everything's always going to work out. Okay. It's much better to have that attitude, by the way, than to be with or to be a person who believes that everything is going to go wrong. Everything's just going to fail. And the word positive, I looked it up on my phone while sitting there. And the word positive literally means present. It is, we assign a judgment to it, a positive, a good, trying to think of some other, of some synonyms, but we ascribe a good denotation to, a connotation rather, to the word positive when it's actually a neutral word. It just means present. This is present. What is present? All complaining is focusing on what is missing, what is wrong. That is why I'm so grateful to have heard those people giggle of the concept that I might be a positive thinking guy, and then to actually dive into that, to understand it that much better. Positive thinking is not being Pollyannish. and being Pollyannish is a better thing than being negative. Positive thinking is when something is going on in your life, being present to what is present. It positive means present. Positive means present. Negative means absent. My friend Enrique Gutierrez used to love to do a speech on the fact that we have positive poles and negative poles in electricity. Now we do because we have alternating electricity, but he said we need both the positive and the negative, and that's what rounds our life out. I like that. I think that's really, really good. And I think the more accurate statement is, it's not like there is a positive energy and a negative energy. There is present and present, absent. Here in the United States, having AC, alternating current, it is on, it is off, it is on, it is off. It is present, it is gone. It is present, it is gone. A happy life is one, and a successful life is one where you focus on what is present. There's an opportunity that I've been presented with that I was excited about and looking forward to exploring, and then a few things seemed like that was not going to happen. And my ego immediately went to, you know, I see my ego like 2 years old on a tricycle, just pissed off, right? My ego immediately goes, well, now I want that opportunity all the more because it may not happen. And so I began to focus on, okay, well, let's radically accept if this does not happen. What will be my next step? What will be my next focus? What am I going to do to contribute to the world, to make the world a better place, to help spread the complaint-free message? And I said, okay, well, this would be my next step. And I said to myself then, sounds like a good step. Why don't you go ahead and plan for that, but give this no attachment. Well, guess what? It all came through anyway. But now I have defined what it will be after I've... It's really wonderful when you focus on what's present rather than dwell on what is absent. The people whom I know who have lost important people to them, and that can be pets too, people who've lost parents, children, siblings, dogs, cats, horses, people. I clump all animals together, I guess, as people, but significant to them. They're able to move past it, I find. Not completely, but they're able to live in a world of acceptance with what has transpired when they begin to really give thanks for having had that time with that person, rather than the fact that they lost that person. When I was in ministerial school, which ultimately led me to doing the talk about the complaint-free life, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But when I was in ministerial school, we had to do a hospital chaplaincy. We had to train as hospital chaplains for an entire semester. And then we had to go and actually be a hospital chaplain at a hospital. We had to practice many times, but we ultimately were a hospital chaplain. And mine is such a long story in just 3 days, but I got to sleep one morning after having been up for a couple of days because there were so many deaths and so many traumas and tragedies. And I got called into this room, and there was a man who had coded, a young man in his 40s, and he was dying. And he was surrounded by all these doctors and nurses who were working to revive him. And what was so interesting, and I've always found this just amazing, here I am, a ministerial student, but to them, the chaplain walked into the room, and the doctors and nurses, continuing to do what they did, all sort of parted. They gave me access to the man and to his family. And they were able to revive the man, the young man, the man in his 40s, and his father and I were there, and his father was probably in his 70s, and then a few minutes later, the man coded again, and this time they were not able to revive him. And the doctor, one of the doctors looked at me and said, why don't we all say a prayer? And all the everyone joins hands. And I was dumbstruck. I could not think of what to say in that moment. This man had just lost his son. The doctors and nurses had just worked to save this life. What in the world could I say? And there was a silence there that I would have considered awkward, but I don't think it was long. And just as I drew a breath to say something, the man's father gave a prayer of gratitude for having been able to share only, I think it was 42 years of his wonderful son's life, and what a blessing it would be. And it just, I've never forgotten it. And I feel teared up now sharing it with you. That's being positive. That's how you move past a tragic situation. You give thanks for what you got to enjoy. It's not easy. It's a daily process, and it's something we can do. So focus on what is positive around you. And by the way, it's almost impossible to separate positive and gratitude. If you want to be grateful, you have to be grateful for what's present. You can be grateful for what's coming. But like example, for example, I'm grateful I'm going on a trip tomorrow. I mean, I'm pretty sure I'm going on the trip. So you can be grateful. To me in this present moment, that is present. Focus on what is good and what you are grateful for. Focus on what is present. And that's what you build from. That's being positive. All right. So since I said that's what being positive is, I'm going to see who the first person is going to be to click and type share. Share and then type the word shared in the box if you would. And if you've just stumbled on this, check out our complaint-free challenge. More than 14 million people have taken the complaint-free challenge. A complaintfreeworld.org. We will send you an ebook and 9 fast start videos along with your complaint-free bracelets. And if you join our complaint-free life inner circle, you get the support of me and others as well. They are really starting to crank up the noise outside. Anybody would like to share? That sounds great. Thanks for being with me, and I look forward to having you here with me tomorrow. I can tell you, we are going to be talking about, did you know that everybody's a grape, yourself included? By the way, I did not forget. Heather's the first one to share. Our song of the day is... And then there's a long pause. I don't think we've done this, but I just love this, and I think it's a great song. I think maybe we did it a long time. I'm a Believer from Shrek. I've been wanting to do that for a while. Of course, it was originally by the Monkees and redone by Smash Mouth. Lisa says, I am thankful for my upcoming trip to Lake Tahoe with 3 friends that I've known for 15 years. That is awesome. And Linda says, shared. Thanks, everybody, for being here. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Make today a positive day. Focus on what is present rather than what is missing. And if you really want to be happy, be grateful, rather, for what is present. Enjoy today, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world.